time now for Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. All the topics and issues that matter to you and your family. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Joining me in studio today is Manager of Community and Corporate Relations with Waypoints, Jason Beck, and Program Director with Theater Just Because, and the Director of the upcoming Dinner Theater, A Night to Remember, Diana Moser. Thank you both for joining me in studio today. How are you doing? I'm sure you're pretty tired coming off a busy weekend from also starring in A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, we both are, yes.
Yeah,
it's been fun. It's been great, actually, and really excited for the Dinner Theater, really excited for everything that's coming up. But yeah, it's busy.
Yeah.
It's little.
So this will be the third year for this Dinner Theater and the partnership with Theater Just Because and Waypoints. So how did that partnership come to be?
So originally Waypoints used to do a Lovapalooza event in February. It was a gala. And the thought was that, you know, there were so many galas. Let's try to look at how we could do something different. And through a discussion with, at that time, Jenna Longafee, who was our coordinator, and Michelle Thorne, who was at that time the director of Theater Just Because, the idea for the Dinner Theater was born. And 3 years later, we've had two sold-out events so far. By all indications, we're expecting a third sold-out event as well. So it's very successful. It's very unique in that not a lot of people are doing things like this. I mean, there are some one-off dinner theaters around, but not so many. But in this kind of vein of our organization partnering with a local theater group to do this, it's really unique, and people have really latched onto it.
Yeah, I've been involved with the past two Dinner Theaters as an actor, and it's been really great for me on that side of thing, for us as theater artists, to be able to perform and rehearse in a different kind of context, something a little bit different than just being up on a traditional stage. And of course, what it means to be able to work towards a goal that benefits a really vital service in our community is really great. And so coming into it year three, actually a lot of the actors who aren't cast asking why they wanted to come back and do this again. They, part of the reason was that because of what this does for the community, and they really care about that. So it's really great to be able to bring those two things together.
And it's very, you get to interact a lot with the crowd, as a dinner theater generally is. I'm assuming like it's the actors go out in the crowd during the meal portion of it and everything.
Yeah, it's a very interactive type of theater. It is somewhat exhausting because you're out there for quite a few hours, but it's a really great experience, and it's fun, and you learn a lot from it. You really do. And so it's an exciting way to go into the process, because you know what you're going to be doing and the story you're telling, but you also get to really play with who is the audience each night, what's happening. So it's something unique and fun each night too.
And the story you are telling this year is A Night to Remember. You, Diana, are not only directing it, you have the duty of writing the play as well. So how did you get into that?
So back in the summertime, when we were deciding on some of these details of what is this going to look like for this year, having discussions with Waypoints originally of, you know, well, these were the past 2 years, these are things. So then it was my responsibility then to go and start sourcing what is going to be the play. And so in doing the research and looking at the different kinds of scripts and ideas that are out there, nothing was sort of really clicking and feeling great in my gut, although I did come across a play that was medieval themed, and I thought, medieval? That's really interesting. Huh. And then just some discussion started happening, and I was talking with our new artistic, not so new anymore, but he was new at the time, artistic director for Theater Just Because, Justin Shaw, and it turned into kind of a, well, you know what? Why can't this be something that we create ourselves? I, having the experience of being in the Dinner Theater the past 2 years, knowing what it is to do it in our context with Waypoints at the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts, what their expectations are, and with Justin's knowledge and experience of writing. So it's turned into a, yeah, why don't we just create this story ourselves? So then we had a few more meetings and started really laying out what is the plot, major plot points, what's the story going to be? I had the brainchild of calling it A Night to Remember, and Justin didn't laugh too much, so apparently it was okay.
It stuck.
And then presenting it to Waypoints of, this is what we want to do, this is why we want to do it, this is essentially the story, and them saying, we love it. We think that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Love the idea. And especially the idea that it is being written locally.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we're all local actors. We're a local organization. And so that really, when I heard it, was super, super appealing. And by the way, for radio people, it's K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yes.
No, yes.
Not N-I-G-H-T. Yeah. That's a very important distinction.
That's really a joke.
Yeah, so, just put that out there for sure. But no, I love that idea and super was super excited to see this come to life. Because a lot of the dinner theater model anyway is that they're creating anyway as they go through the process. Mm-hmm. So they have a very loose script anyway. And then the actors and the director through a process then kind of lay out the format for it. So to be able to do that right from scratch this year, I'm very excited to see how that's going to pan out. So
yeah, I mean, there is an actual script. I have it. I've gone through my second draft and I just need to read over it again and just make sure that it's where I want it. But we're at the point where we do have a script because there are scripted things that need to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And all that. But there are scenes and things that is let's figure out how this is going to look in rehearsal and also with who's cast. So we had our auditions at the beginning of the month on November 5th. It was really great. Had a great bunch of people come out. We've got a fantastic cast of 16 people. So that's also going to be really great of who these people are and what they're going to bring to each of their characters. And we do a lot of that work in rehearsal, as Jason mentioned, as to who are these people, what is the story we're telling, and how do they all come together. And this happened in the last two dinner theaters. We'd have ideas, or somebody would say something, or something would come up organically in rehearsal, and it was like, that needs to now happen because, oh my God, thank you for bringing that to our attention. So I really expect that to happen again. I will be encouraging it and working with them through it. So it's going to be fun.
And that will all slowly come together over the next few weeks as you start rehearsals pretty soon here.
Yes, we start rehearsals in mid-December. So we'll have a couple of weeks of rehearsals before Christmas, take that week off at Christmas, and then come back basically and just go hard in January because the show is at the beginning of February. So,
and we're going to talk more about the show when we return after these commercials. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and this is Fort McMurray Matters.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. If you're just tuning into the show today, once again, joining me in studio is the Manager of Community and Corporate Relations with Waypoints, Jason Beck, and Program Director for Theater Just Because, and the Director of the upcoming Dinner Theater, A Night to Remember, Diane Moser. So the play, which we have been talking about, runs from February 1st to 3rd. Like I said, it's called A Night to Remember, K-N-I-G-H-T, medieval themed. So you, Diana, also have written this play. So maybe just give us a brief synopsis of what it's all about.
Sure. So A Night to Remember, I have my little fun blurb. So here it is. Adventure, magic, betrayal, it all happens here at the King's Feast. Join our hero Eleanor at A Night to Remember, a deliciously hilarious medieval dinner theater event featuring Theater Just Because in support of Waypoints. So, essentially what happens in the play is the king gathers his court and subjects together at a feast where he announces that he needs to find a champion to defeat a dragon that's terrorizing the kingdom. Now, try as hard as she might, Eleanor isn't crowned the champion because she's a woman. The celebration of the winning champion is interrupted by the surprise arrival of the dragon at the feast, and everyone, including the new champion, runs away in fear. Eleanor declares she will defeat the dragon and gathers a ragtag team of associates to help her. A powerful sorceress, a mischievous jester, a jolly friar, and a hapless knight. After summoning the dragon, the team discovers a shocking truth about a plot that goes deeper than anyone could have imagined. A Night to Remember is an adventure packed with larger-than-life characters, hilarious moments, and audience participation, perfect for an unforgettable night of dinner theater.
Wow.
And then Jason said, yay! Yeah.
Did you audition?
No, of course I'm running it. So
yeah, that's true.
I can't be in it as well, unfortunately. And I actually don't. I like more structured scripts for me. I would be
not ready
terrified.
To ad lib.
Yeah, I'd be terrified. I don't do ad lib very well. But yeah,
that would be me. I'd just be standing there, white as a ghost on stage, hoping someone would help me out.
But I got to say, like in the last 2 years, and I expect no different this year. The quality of the cast And the level of their expertise has been exceptional. And knowing some of the ones who have been, we have some new ones this year as well, but knowing some of the ones that are back in it again this year, I just think about poor Sheldon last year. Sheldon was kind of the loner, the nerdy. It was the 80s theme last year. Yeah. And he spent most of his night off to himself. Like, and it was a significant amount of time. And I looked over in the corner at one point with of him sitting there all by himself. And I felt so bad for him. But at the same time, I believed him. Yeah. I absolutely believe that he was that guy. So the level of expertise that we have, I'm super thrilled about. And of course, Diana is a rock star.
Yeah.
And congratulations, by the way, on your top 50 under 50 last night. So yeah, I'm very excited about the theater this year and how it's going to come out.
Yeah, you have one of many hats, Diana. This just being a very small portion of that.
It's my fancy hat.
Yeah. What was it like, that whole process, figuring out what you want to show and then writing the script, getting the cast together? Quite a daunting process, it sounds like, to me anyway.
Some of the elements, yes. Some of them I don't really have all that much experience with. So luckily, having an artistic director who has experience with writing his own things and having the dramaturgy to be able to come in and help with the story. So dramaturgy basically means helping with the story. What is the story that's happening? Is it being told in the most effective way? He's good at taking me to the next level of like, okay, that's good, but what if it was like this?
Yeah.
But still making sense within the story. So that was really good with that structure. Holding auditions and things like that. Again, it's just going back to what am I trying to do, and who is going to be the best to help make that happen, and who is invested. And I'm very lucky and fortunate in the fact that we've got a great team of people who are. And one of the great sort of universe things that fell into my lap this summer was actually meeting Katya Petikova, who owns Pink Whale Theater, which is a puppet theater here in town. She's newer to town. I met her through my other job, Arts Council. She came in for an artist consultation. And we're just talking and things like that. And I find out more about her background. And because of what I wanted to do with this play, it just turned into a really great relationship where she is now basically deciding all the technical elements for me. And she's got these wonderful ideas for costume, puppetry, projection, lights. It's going to be really, really cool. And she's really excited to be a part of that. So again, someone local who has, and she's not the only one here. I mean, I actually would have been able to pick from a few other people, which is amazing that in our community we can do that. Although not amazing, because our arts council, our arts community is amazing. So it's really great to be able to pull on people. And there's a couple other people who I've also pulled on to really help come in and help with their own expertise pieces, stage management, fight choreography, right, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited and happy that I have this team to have.
And someone is in charge of getting a dragon or making a dragon.
Yeah. So that's Katya. It's a big puppet piece. And this is going to be cool. She's already started to build it. And it's,
you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah. It's really exciting. And yeah, and the other elements to bring it together. It's going to be cool. Get your tickets.
And tickets do go on sale tomorrow, which is Wednesday. So obviously we know this is a fundraiser for Waypoints. Yes. Do you know at this time where these funds raised will go towards? Or?
Yeah, definitely. General operations of Waypoints at this point. In past years, it's been for our capital project. But fortunately for us, our capital project is, as we speak, being built next door. We'll be in there by fall of next year, hopefully. Crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
Toes and everything else. So this year it will go into, we have, Waypoints is quite a large organization. A lot of people don't realize that, but of course they know we operate the women's shelter. But also we have a sexual assault program. We have an Opportunities for Change program, which is an offenders program. And we have an affordable housing unit as well. And so we're quite large with quite a reach. And this past year, we increased our capacity for outreach as well. We now have two teams of a caseworker and a counselor who go out into communities. So we're actually out in all of the rural communities, including Fort Chipewyan. And we have all these different programs that we're adding for child trauma as well. We've just recently hired a full-time trauma counselor as well to assist with some of the needs that we have. So it's
very busy.
Very busy, very exciting.
Yeah.
And of course, we are very grateful for the support of the community, and very grateful, extremely grateful, I should say, for our relationship with Theater Just Because to put on such a unique event. I'm all about distinctives, and so I'm the type type of person who loves the fact that for most of everything that we do at Waypoints, nobody else does it in our region.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that we're doing something with our fundraisers that nobody else does as well.
Yeah.
So I'm all about distinctive, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, very important organization here in our community, and I'm assuming the events like this, very important to your organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do receive, we certainly do receive some government funding. Mm-hmm. We do receive some funding from other sources as well. But at the end of the day, what we do costs a lot of money to do. And so we absolutely have to do these fundraisers. The fortunate part about it is that we're doing cool fundraisers. So
yeah, so it's easier to get people out.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, this has been an event now. It's a hot ticket event that has sold out. Last year, it sold out within 5 days. I anticipate this year we'll probably sell out within the same period of time. There's been a lot of buzz around town. If you want tickets, do not delay. They will go on sale tomorrow at noon through SECPA's Suncor Energy Center for the Performing mm-hmm. Arts website. So if you want to get your tickets, you better be on the website tomorrow at noon.
How much are tickets?
If you buy them individually, they're $175. Mm-hmm. If you buy a table, it's $1,200, which equates to $150 per person.
Perfect.
At a table. So also we have sponsorship available. So if you are a company, organization, or somebody who wants to sponsor, by all means, contact my office. We have lots of great sponsorship opportunities for you.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be back with more after these commercials.
You're listening to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and by Culligan Water. We'll be right back after this. Now, back to Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Culligan Water, Fort McMurray Orthodontics, and by Cooper & Company Law Firm.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Elizabeth Priest. Once again, joining me in studio is Manager of Community and Corporate Relations with Waypoints, Jason Beck, and Program Director with Theater Just Because, and the director and writer of the upcoming Dinner Theater, A Night to Remember, Diana Moser. So we've been talking about the Dinner Theater. We're going to step aside from that for a moment, as Waypoints also has another exciting fundraiser, if you want to call it that.
It definitely is, yes.
It's a 50-50 minimum, or maximum rather, giving away is $50,000, minimum $20,000, a huge chunk of change before Christmas.
It definitely is, yeah. So it's called the Mega 50-50, although we're calling it the Holiday Bonus 50-50. But yeah, it's a guaranteed minimum of take-home prize of $20,000. If we sell out, which we've only printed 5,000 tickets, so that's not a lot of tickets.
No.
If we sell those out, the take-home prize is $50,000. So yeah, who couldn't do with that on December 20th?
And tickets are only
$20. $20. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. If you only buy one in 5,000 chance at 50 grand, that's incredible. You put that against any Lotto Max or anything like that, the odds are way, way in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, again, you put back that it does help a local organization like Waypoints, which is pretty exciting as well.
So where can people get tickets if they are interested?
We have a few locations. So we do have a lot of people who are going around selling them on our behalf, mm-hmm. a lot of our staff and stuff. But we do have MXC Auto, which is downtown. Our office, which is 8130 Manning Avenue, which is on the corner of King and Manning. And then up in Timberley, we have Layers Wellness is also selling the tickets for us. So any of those locations, they can go to and get a ticket.
And
or
the,
10 or 20.
Or, yeah, however many. And the draw date is December 20th.
December 20th.
So is there a ticket deadline to purchase tickets? Would it be that day?
Yeah, it would be that day for sure.
If there's still tickets left, because there's only 5,000.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hoping that we're going to be sold out by then. And we do have the ability, if we do sell out prior to that, we can apply to AGLC to actually draw a little earlier.
Oh, okay.
So there is an advantage to buying your tickets now, helping us to sell out, that we could get to you a little bit earlier so you could actually have time to really go and buy some extra presents.
Yeah, go crazy.
Christmas.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about the Dinner Theater or the 50-50?
Just on the side of theater, just because, echoing Jason's earlier point of the partnership, we're just really excited to be able to do this again. For us, it's been a really successful partnership, not only because it's helping you in terms of Waypoints, mm-hmm. but also for us, it's we as the independent theater company in Fort McMurray. For us, community and engagement and making meaningful theater is really important to us, and this is just a big part of that. And so we're really grateful also to have this on our roster. The other things that we do include working with youth through the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The upcoming production this year is A Kid's Summer's Night Dream. It's an adaptation of the Shakespeare classic. Mm-hmm. So again, going into our second year with engaging youth through theater. We also have been working on empowering our local theater artists through their own pieces, writing, directing, acting, all that kind of stuff. This year as well, we worked with some of their solutions on Exhale, which was a play that involved an exploration of the grief cycle. So for us, it's really important to integrate what matters in our community and to who we are with the work that we do through theater. So we're really excited to be able to keep doing that as Theater Just Because, and of course with Waypoints again on year number 3 of the Dinner Theater.
That's great. And Jason?
Well, yeah, again, a huge thank you to Diana and the team at Theater Just Because. It's been an amazing partnership that we continue to go with. And again, from our perspective as well, it's the same thing. We love that we are able to do something that does help our local artists to be able to express themselves and to have a level of theater that, you know, yeah, you can do the piano shows and those mm-hmm. are great, and this is just a different element of that, of acting and being able to get out their craft, and it's, so it's very exciting for us from that perspective as well.
And once again, tickets do go on sale tomorrow, Wednesday at noon through the Suncor Energy Center for the Performing Arts box office.
Sell us out by 5 p.m. people.
Yeah. Can't mm-hmm. wait to see you all there, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
It's a night to remember, and also features a 4-course meal live theater, and of course it's medieval themed.
That's right.
All right, well, that is our show for today. We will be back again tomorrow from noon to 12:30 right here on Mix 103.7. I'm Elizabeth Priest, and you've been listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
This has been another edition of Fort McMurray Matters on Mix 103.7. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm, Culligan Water, and by Fort McMurray Orthodontics. If you have a question or a comment about today's topic or have an idea for a future show, please contact the news department by emailing mixnews@mix1037fm.com.